You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's national airline, Qantas, has announced plans to launch the world's longest non-stop flights to Europe, connecting the country's east coast to London, New York and Paris. The airline has spent almost 5 years working on its so-called Project Sunrise, with services set to commence from Sydney from the end of 2025. Qantas CEO Alan Joyce made the announcement at Sydney Airport.
This is a big day for Qantas. It's a big day for Australian aviation. I think it's a big day for world aviation. Today, Qantas is making the biggest aircraft order in its history.
The record-breaking flights of over 20 hours come as a result of a blockbuster order of 12 new Airbus A350s to carry out the ultra-long-haul routes. Mr. Joyce says the deal will also bring many employment opportunities, an important step after the airline stood down thousands of staff during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Doing aircraft like this and ordering aircraft like this creates huge opportunities for our people and it creates employment. And we believe this will create thousands of jobs and thousands of promotional opportunities.
Project Sunrise began back in 2017, when Qantas issued a tweet challenging the two major aircraft developers, Boeing and Airbus, to offer an aircraft that could fly non-stop between Sydney, London and New York. Christian Scherer, Chief Commercial Officer at Airbus, says his company jumped at the opportunity.
We, Airbus, immediately responded via a tweet as we accepted this impeccable challenge. And it did set the tone for an exciting and most creative campaign, as we call it, that caught the imagination of the aviation world and beyond it, I think the travelling public all over the world.
Neil Hensford is chairman of Strategic Aviation Solutions. He says this deal will open up opportunities for Qantas to compete more aggressively in the international market.
What it does is that on the Kangaroo route, which is basically the route to Europe, basically it's never been a high profit route. It's always been, there's too many people serving it on it, and now it gives Qantas a very clear advantage because the A380 won't do it, so Emirates won't be able to climb into this market. Singapore Airlines haven't ordered this the 1000, so it does give Qantas an advantage.
But he warns that travellers should not expect prices to return to pre-COVID levels.
What we've got to understand is this aircraft is a very expensive aircraft, and you're not going to go and get cheap fares for people to go and have their economy trip and bucket and spade holiday in Europe. From an economy point of view, it could well be 25% higher than what it is for the A380.
Meanwhile, domestically, the Qantas Group will start to renew its narrow-body jets as part of Project Winton, making firm orders for 40 new Airbus carriers as the Boeing 737s and 717s are retired. The first of these aircraft will start arriving in late 2023, with the order including purchase right options for another 94 aircraft over the next 12 years. These announcements have been made as Qantas issues a trading update, which shows a strong recovery in travel demand as Australia transitions to living with COVID. Mr. Joyce says the group's net debt is now down to $4.5 billion at the end of April 2022, after a peak of more than $6.4 billion at the height of border closures.
And we always said that Qantas needed to transform to survive. We were 11 weeks from going bankrupt in 2020, but we also had to do this to make sure that we took the opportunities when the market recovered and we could grab those opportunities.
Keith Tonkin, Managing Director of Aviation Projects, says although these extra long-haul flights may seem exhausting for some passengers, the pandemic has shifted the way people choose to fly.
A lot of people, as a result of the pandemic, have really prioritised flying from one point to another and not having to go through somewhere else in the middle. And that is the same for whether you want to fly from one point in the world to the other or even just domestically. And so it kind of reflects the new way of people's travel attitudes. They don't want to have to go and stop somewhere, mill around with other people. They just want to fly from one point to the other and get there and get on with what they want to do. So it's much much aligned with the trend that's emerged out of COVID-19.
Qantas also says this new fleet of aircraft will align with the airline's dedication to lowering emissions. Mr. Tonkin says it's a powerful step forward for the industry as a whole.
Globally, the aviation industry has been concentrating very hard on trying to achieve zero carbon. Ultimately, we're not there yet. There's a little bit of work to go through all sorts of different technologies for the propulsion systems and also the fuels themselves. And Project Sunrise, it's being claimed that it will be carbon neutral from the start, which is amazing. And just because of the reduced emissions initially on traditional fuels, but then through the Sustainable Aviation Fuel Project, we'll be able to achieve much greater reduction in the emissions.
Brooke Young, SBS News.